जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महाबदन्याय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमाम
चरणं। की कथा हुए से सकाल बेला विकाल बेला महाप्रभु संबंध है। अरण्य महाराज आल्सो यू गैप क्लास है तुम्हारे बोलते दे नहीं তোমাদেরকে পাত্তাই দেয় না। কি কি কথা হল? ওই পুরাণের কথা হয়েছে, পুরাণ দ্যাট হাউ ইন্দ্রদ্যুম্ন মহারাজ, হ্যাঁ, টু অল অল ব্যাট প্রেজেন্ট অত ইউ শুড স্ট্যান্ড আপ এন্ড ইন ব্রিফ ইউ শুড টেল। হ্যাঁ, ও তো হয়ে যাবে। তাহলে তাহলে কি বলবো? কোথায় আছে মহা আই হাম্বল অবেশিয়েন্সেস ইন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ মাই পরমারাধ্য দেব গুরুপাদ পদ্ম নিত্য লীলা প্রবিষ্ট বিষ্ণুপাদ শ্রীমদ ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞান কেশব গোস্বামী মহারাজ অন্য শিক্ষা গুরু ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ শ্রীমদ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ। এটা হয় না শুভানন্দ, তাহলে কি পাঠ করেছে? ওই তো
অনেক কথা বলেছে, উনার মতো বলেছে।
ভেরি ডিপ সাবজেক্ট রজ্জাতা প্রসঙ্গ, আই থিঙ্ক নট লেস দেন রায় রামানন্দ সম্বাদ, মোর ডিপ। First you should know that Krishna has promised that I will never give up Vrindavan, I will be always there, I will not go out of Vrindavan, never and never. And Radhika is also, she has promised, even Krishna can go but I cannot give up Vrindavan. So who went to Kurukshetra? Who went? There are so many Krishna? Are there so many Radhika? Very wonderful.
At a time, Krishna can be thousand and thousand Krishna. And Radhika, oh, lakhs and lakhs more. Thousand and thousand and thousand of Krishna.
Radhika.
Radhika. Very expert. So, Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, Radhika and Krishna are eternal there, playing with gopis, associates. She is called Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhika. Oh, she cannot go out of Vrindavan. No lamentation so much. But who was lamenting? In Nandagaon, when Uddhava went there, and she was feeling so much separation. And to whom Uddhava met? If he is always with Krishna, then how it became? And who went to Mathura and Dwarka? Some manifestations of Krishna. And similarly, who was weeping bitterly with his all sakhis in Nandagaon? Oh, she was who? Biyogini or Birahini? Radha. Biyogini. To whom Uddhava met. And he was feeling so much separation. And she told Bhramar Geet, a jewel of Srimad Bhagavatam. She is Birahini. And who went to Kurukshetra? Or Sanjogini. Sanjogini Radhika. Same Radha, but her manifestation. She went to Kurukshetra. And from there, she is attracting Krishna to be in Vrindavan. And that has been told, ja kaumar hara sa eva hi bara eva chaitak chapaste chonmilit malati shurbhaya praudha kadamba nila sa chaivashmi tathapi tatra surat vyapar lila vidhau reva rodas betasi tarutale cheta samutkanthate. You should explain the meaning. Where is controller Prabhu? He is not here? Why hospital? Accident? With car? Very bad. When? Little injury? Very bad. Anyone can, other can go and there sitting and controlling. Who is the expert? Where? Oh, you should control. Oh, keep your dent and stand up. Better. Give it to Prabhu. Best of them on Prabhu or.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 13, text 121. Translation. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights on the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place, on the bank of the river, under the Vatasi tree. That is my desire.
And then what Rupa Goswami explained it? You. In what a slope? You are not prepared?
I know, yes, but I'm not so. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting from Sanskrit literature from Sahitya Darpan, a mundane literature of loving affairs. There, the wife is saying to her husband that before we were married, when we had no permission to meet, how sweet our love was. Although we had no permission, there was no barrier to our love. There was no obstacle. And every moment our love was a brand new experience. We were at the Vaitasi, under the Vaitasi tree. The Vaitasi or cane tree is a very powerful tree. Even if a big cyclone or hurricane comes, this tree will sway back and forth with the winds and the water, and it won't break. So our love was unbreakable. Now we're married, and now there's no barrier in one sense. Everybody is very much appreciative of our relationship, and everyone likes that we meet in a lonely place. However, I'm not happy anymore, because there's no newness, there's no freshness, there's no risk, and it's quite boring. I wish that we could be unmarried again, but it's not possible. So this was the Sahitya Darpan Sanskrit literature verse recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one understood the meaning, his deep meaning. Only Swarup Damodar and one young boy, Sri Rup, not yet Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami wrote another verse, understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deep moods, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra. And she's saying, before, we were underneath the Kadamba trees and the Tamal trees. We were at the bank of the Jamuna River, and everything was so wonderful with the peacocks and the cows and our sakis there. And it was so beautiful meeting alone with you and in secret. Now you've come to Mathura, then Dwarka. Now I'm seeing you in Kurukshetra, and now I'm the same lover, Srimati Radhika, and you are also Krishna. But you're not the same. Actually, now I see that there are so many elephants, horses, ministers, palaces, and over 16,000 wives. So how can we have that same relationship? It's impossible. Although you're the same and I'm the same, I'm not happy here at Kurukshetra. I wish that we could again go back to Vrindavan and be as it was before, taking all kinds of risks when I was leaving my husband and the gopis were leaving their husbands, and it was always fresh and new. But I know that we can never go back to that. So for one second, she was experiencing so much happiness. Seto Purana Natapainu. That person, that Krishna for whom I was burning by Cupid's great fire of separation, now I've seen him after so long, and now again I've seen the Lord of my life, and there's some relief. But that happiness was just for a moment. Now she's seeing all the elephants and horses, chariots, and so many queens, and knowing that they can never go back to how what it was before. And so this great, as Srila Gurudev and our Prabhupada always explains it, a great pathetic scene at Kurukshetra.
Thank you.
One thing you have to try to remember. What is love? What is prem? I think for prem there is no special word in English. Only word. Oh, what? Love. Affection. But in Sanskrit, each word has a special meaning. Ashakti, bhav, prem, sneh, man, prane, ra, anura. Special meaning. Here, Radhika has love for Krishna. What kind of love? If any circumstances come, that prem bandhan, prem toy, should go away. But even there is more and more love and affection. This is called prem. Begins from here. Here there was some reason that Krishna left Vrindavan. He went to Mathura. He took Upanayana Sanskar and became Kshatriya and declared him that I am son of Devaki Vasudev, I am Jadav. Moreover, he went to Dwarka and he first married 8 very beautiful princes. Later on he married 16,100 more. So many children are there. This is enough for breaking love and affection from anyone. Enough. But here you can see, oh, love and affection of Radhika and love and affection to Radhika. The love of Mother Yashoda to Krishna, Nanda Baba, and the love of friends, the love of all Brajavasis, even animals, cows, they were dying, but they were not giving that love and affection, giving up. They cannot maintain their life, they will die. Here in this world, if a husband divorces his wife and he marries again, then ex-wife will go to court and shoot a file, and he is bound to write that I will have to pay money or monthly to you. Forcibly she will take. It may be the same divorce and she will also marry to another. Or she cannot tolerate that he should marry giving up me and 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Okay. Here, oh, love and affection. Oh, will stop. But there, even Krishna did so many marriages, so many wives, so many children. He changed his name. But Radhika, what did? The love of Radhika to Krishna and Krishna love for? Was it stopped? Any diversion? If you want to realize that transcendental love, or try to be like that. Otherwise, this is called not love, it is sense gratification and lust. So I think that we are in lust and sense gratification. If any cause comes, we divorce and we kick. So, this is not, here. She knows Radhika, that he has married so many. So many children are there. And now he is king. And now he has changed in Jadu Vansi, Jadav. But even Radhika's prema has gone more and more, and this is called transcendental prema. Srimati Radhika, when she was lamenting for Krishna and met with Krishna, then gopyascha upalabhya chiradavishtam yad prekhane drigeshu shapayanti. What? What meaning? Oh, you should drink when then go deeply. You should try to forget yourself and where you are, what doing, everything forget. Go totally deep. And then you can realize something. And that is why you become weak, you cannot go. So try to hear in high class of association.
When Krishna came to Kurukshetra, at that time he met with Yashodamaya and Nanda Baba. And there was a very happy meeting. But the gopis had also come to meet with Krishna. But they could not come close. So they were standing far away and looking towards Krishna. At that time, Shukadeva Goswami, he's remembering this moment, how the gopis are looking towards Krishna. And he's saying, Gopyasta Krishna Upalabdha Chirada Vishnam. Chirada Vishnam. The gopis had a very deep hope and desire for a very, very long time to meet with Krishna and to see Krishna. And now that very long cherished desire was being fulfilled because they were seeing him. But how were they seeing him? Yet they were so eager to see him that even when their eyes closed just for 1 second, less than that, then they began to curse Brahma, the creator, who had created eyelids. Oh Brahma, you are foolish. You don't know how to create. At that time when they saw Krishna, they took him into their hearts through their eyes. And in the core of their hearts, they embraced him tightly. And in that state, they became so absorbed in embracing Krishna within their hearts that they became forgetful. They cannot remember who am I, where am I, or anything. They attained a state of trance, or beyond any trance that any yogi or any jnani can ever imagine. So in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami is declaring very boldly, all yogis and jnanis who are doing very severe austerity, all your lives are useless, fine on you, you are quite condemned. Just take shelter of the lotus feet of the gopis of Vrindavan.
Gopis were feeling so much separation for Krishna. And they became more than yogis. They forget everything. And they took Krishna in their heart by the window of these eyes and embraced so much. And they became like senseless. Then Krishna began to pacify them. Oh gopis, why you are feeling so much separation? I am not far away from you for a moment. You should know that any any idol, murti. If it is made by clay, any clay,
statue
like lady or anyone. Oh, if it is made by clay, everywhere there is clay. There will be no separation between clay and that form. Like Krishna told them, like your body is made of five elements. Earth, water,
ether,
fire, and air. Whether you don't know or know, your body is made of that. And transcendental body, Satchidananda. By three, Sat, Chit,
Ananda.
So, this physical body, can it be separated by earth, air, water, ether, and fire? You cannot differentiate. Or similarly, you are made by mood. What is the constitutional position of Radhika? Krishna, he is made of Mahabhav. Srimati Radhika Mahabhav always, made of Mahabhav. That is how she is called Hladini Shakti, essence of Hladini and Sambit. And myself is there always. I am Satchidananda. So how I can be separated with you? I am always in your body, in your heart, always. Without me, anyone cannot maintain their lives. Krishna is always there. So you can maintain your life. Especially for Gopi, he is telling, oh, try to meditate me. And in deep meditation you will see that I am always with you. You are always with me. Don't feel separation. Be like yogis and meditate me. Like what? Yogis. So you should try to follow. Oh, you should not easy sitting, should not be. You should try to be like, otherwise you cannot hear. Oh, so many are lazy and sleeping. Don't do. Otherwise my whole time will go uselessly. So Krishna is telling them. So don't see that I'm separated from you. You cannot separate. So you should think that I am same like you are. No separation. We are same. Then the gopis became, especially Radha, became so angry. Oh, you are telling so. Oh, I know that before this time you sent Uddhav with the same message. And Uddhav told us, and we became furious. We are not happy. Our separation mood became, or temperature of our
separation increase.
Oh, increase so much. You sent Baladeva Prabhu, and he went to us to pacify. He was trying to do so, and to tell that no separation between Krishna and you. Why you are lamenting? And again here, you are repeating the same mode. We are not yogi. We are not like yogis that we will do. So here, ahushyate nalila nava padaravindam yogaishvare ridivichintam abadabhudai sansar kupatito taranavalambam geham jusamapi manasyudhyasana ahushya gupya ahushyate nalila nava padaravindam. They became so much sulky or angry. And they began to chastise Krishna. Why you are telling these things to us? We don't accept your these theories that we are not yogi. Yogis, they worship Krishna and meditate Krishna. In thousand and thousand and thousand births, they cannot purify their heart and they cannot control their even mind. They cannot. And we, other in the other hand, we want to forget you forever. Forever we want. We are so happy. So happy, happy. In Braja, in the house of our father, mother. But you have destroyed everything. You have made upset everything. You gave our whole love, 100% or 100 more percent, 10%, what it can be, we gave. We left our father, mother, husband, wife, children and everything. But, you know, the tradition was so deep. And at when we were in Braja, and even today, we want to forget you forever. If you can forget us, your mother, your whole Vrindavan, Braja, Govardhan and all, your cows, your calves, all, your peacocks, your deer, even you can forget your mother from whom you have taken birth. Fine, we cannot forget. But this is the problem, that we cannot forget. From beginning we see that if we are engaged in any house job, what doing?
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Even they were clean in their rooms, houses, brooming, even. Oh, they are
chanting yogas.
What doing? Tears coming from heart melting, weeping, remembering the past times of your past times. And what doing?
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.